Hey, y'all. You are tuned into My Biz TV, My Biz Talk, on In the Streets Radio. I like to do a beat, start up. It's like, it really works for me. So let's stop that. I want to get right into it. Right? We're here today, episode 15, How to Start a Passive Business with Low to Zero Investment. So the reason I decided to come on today was to kind of get it, to answer some questions. I've received several emails from clients who really don't have a whole bunch of money to get started, who don't have money for a real consultation, who don't have, you know, who just don't got it. They like, look, Jamila, Nina, whatever, I need your help. I have a few questions. I want to get started on something. I need to make some money, some passive income. I have several of those people who actually started businesses during the pandemic, just to stay afloat. The businesses did pretty well during that time, and now they've eased up. Business has been a little slow since things have been open. Maybe the type of services they're providing, you know, things just got a little different. It got a little real, right? So those people have been reaching out to me, and I've been, you know, taking note. I haven't had an opportunity to sit and talk to all of them, but I did respond and say, hey, what I'm going to do is make it simple for everybody. I'm going to go ahead and do a podcast, sharing some ideas with you guys, and hopefully this helps you to reach a solution, give you an idea, something in that nature to help you get started. I know it's tough right now. I'm going to talk a little bit about what I did to stay afloat during the pandemic when, you know, customers were hitting me up saying, hey, I can't pay this month because X, Y, and Z, business has been slow. I'm not getting my products and what have you. So I think, you know, in business, we all struggle a little bit. We all go through something. So I wanted to definitely come on and talk about that. I'm trying to keep my podcast now where I'm literally answering questions of those who care to know. So I'm not just kind of rambling about just anything, but really answering questions. I don't know, about 13, 14, 15 minutes ago, I'm going to say 15 minutes just to round it off, right? So I received two updates that Elon Musk has reached a deal to buy Twitter for $44 billion. He did it. Elon Musk now is in full control of Twitter. Now, for those who don't know who Elon Musk is, you know, I'm going to run through that a little bit, just a little bit. South African born. He owns a lot of stuff. He's actually one of the early stage investors of Twitter. So he kind of already owned Twitter. But, you know, he had shareholders. Now he's buying it all back because he wanted to himself. You know, shout out to him, though. Shout out to him. He's also the product architect of Tesla. He owns the Boring Company. Please look these things up if you're not familiar with them. Neuralink, I can get into that. I should probably do a whole podcast on Neuralink and OpenAI, which I am a big fan of and I use. So listen, if you don't know who he is, make sure you're familiar with him. Billionaire, guru, investor, everybody, you know, like, he's doing his thing, been doing his thing for a long time. Grew up in South Africa with his family in Pretoria, I believe. Went to the University of Pretoria, then actually went to college in Queens, and then right here in Pennsylvania, University of Penn, that's right, a little alumni right here. What he does that's dope is he gives people a chance. He don't care about your degree, your education. If you dope and can do something, he will invest in you. So just know that. Just know that this a real one for real. I don't know. I don't know about his morals and what, you know, what people think about him, but he definitely do some things. He actually has a degree in economics and physics, so like that's his thing. He owns a bunch of companies. I'm not going to get into it. I can look him up, Googling. But he just actually took over Twitter. So, here y'all go. Getting right to it. So, as I go back, a lot of people started a business during a pandemic. Business was popping. It was booming. Things were great. Things just kind of took a turn. Boom. Things opened back up. Business got a little slow. People found other things to do. After I received a couple emails, phone calls, conversations, yada, 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 people need to know, like, how to implement a side hustle, a passive income. A passive income is basically an income that kind of just keep giving, you know, just really just keep giving. Because at the end of the day, you make your money from your main thing that you do, but you need some additional income coming in. I talked to a lot of people about this. This is how I survived the pandemic, by starting a passive business where, you know, I found something that had a need. I went for it. It was like $0 to start up because I actually have a commercial office space. And I was able to pretty much get busy. And it grew, you know, it grew to a point where, you know, it really covered things for a while. Well, it still covers things, actually. So, you know, you can actually find a passive income and really build up your funds and have something coming in, you know, to pay for like overhead or a car note or whatever else you got to pay for. Passive income could be cool because it usually grows. Depending on how you work it, what you choose, it usually grows. So if you're interested in talking and you have a question, you can always call in. I am live. It is 3:37, 4:25, 2022. I am officially live right now. You can call 515-605-9364 if you have any questions, but I am about to jump in. I'm going to give you five, y'all know that's my favorite number, five ideas to help you get started. So I want to start, I'm going to start with those who have a commercial address, who are in a commercial building, who are already, you know, you have a business going, you already doing your thing, you need to make some extra money. But like I said, you have a commercial address, whether it's an office or a boutique of some sort or what have you, right? Mainly this one is for office space. So if you have an office space already and you are looking to increase your revenue, let's say you have a free desk or you have an event space or I guess that would be an office or an event space, I'm going to say, right? So I don't know. Get your pen and pad out because I'm going to drop jewels and Dre drop them. Like, again, I'm just dropping. I'm putting it out there. This information is free online. You can look it up. I'm not holding on to anything. So if you want to know, get your pen and pad because I'm about to let you know. Let's see if I can pull up the website here. The first one I want to go jump into is Liquid Space. Liquid Space, if you have a business address already, a business location that you have access to, whether it is an office that, you know, you have by yourself or you share, you know, if you're sharing it with someone or you have an extra desk, you don't mind sharing, you should list your space on Liquid Space. Liquid Space allows you to offer a hybrid workplace solution by basically just listing your space. It costs you nothing to list your space on Liquid Space. The website is liquidspace.com, exactly how it's spelled. And, you know, a lot of people are working from home, but, you know, home might get a little hectic at times and they need a space to work. This will allow you to rent out that extra desk or your entire space. Whether you want to do it daily, weekly, you control your schedule. when I had a much larger place, I was on there. I actually rented out my space daily for, you know, I had desks that I rented out. One of the buildings I had, I actually rented out each small office as well. So these are opportunities to make passive income because, I mean, you have to do exactly what you do already, and that's just keep the space clean. Keep it clean, straighten up, make sure, you know, you're open in time. You just want to accommodate your guests. These are guests. So instead of renting it out to one person full time, you can rent it out and charge anywhere from $50 to $150 a day, depending on your space and location. You want to, when you set up your page, you want to include all of your amenities that come with your space. So if you have free parking, you're going to offer, let's say, internet, coffee, whatever you're going to offer, you want to actually put it there. Again, this is an actual business. This will give you a passive income. So even if you just rent your space out 2 to 3 times a week or a month, you've made some additional income. Again, that is liquidspace.com, okay? So again, for those who have a commercial address or an office of some sort, commercial, you can make some extra money. It's passive income. If you want to share it, if you don't want to share, this ain't for you. If you don't mind sharing, like I have an extra desk in my office. Actually, it's my husband's desk, but when he's not here, I can rent that joint out and let somebody else use it when he doesn't come into the office. But, you know, if you have that extra space and you're and bills are tight, this is definitely the best way to gather some additional revenue, have that coming in. Again, you can turn it on and off whenever you want. So it's not like you have to always have it available. You actually control your availability and everything else. You have any questions or concerns? Besides, once you visit the website, I can definitely help you. Give me a call. I could be reached directly at 215-443-1076. Please don't call me while I'm on air. But again, 215-443-1076. That's a direct number to my office. If you want to ask your question right now, please do so. 515-605-9364. 515-605-9364. All right. So now we have the other hustlers out there who may not have the luxury of a commercial space and just want to grind, just need something else to do. I think this next one is good for a responsible younger person, meaning someone in a early to mid 20s, 30s. I don't care, but honestly, you could be any age. As long as you're trustworthy, there's 2, 3, 4 sites, I would say. So one of the big ones is house sitting. So this may not seem real, but it is. There's a lot of people, especially up in the suburbs, who are looking for house sitters. They may travel for work. They may travel for whatever reason, but they need a house sitter. They may have a home and stay somewhere else and just literally need someone to watch their home. Rather, it's just go in and order the plants, straighten up, collect the mail, put it in the house. Some people actually get a house sitter just to show up and come in daily just so they can sit, you know, so it looks like someone's home. So definitely if you are just looking to make some passive income, again, you can choose what kind of work you accept. You don't have to just take whatever. And you just go to, I'm going to drop another site, so be ready, y'all. It's housesitter.com. And you go in, you set up your profile. Go through all the requirements needed and get started. No investment. Again, zero investment. That's a business where you just house it. One of my clients had nothing going on, decided to become a house sitter. Now, he house sits full time. He actually travels. There's a lot of house sitting requirements in Atlanta, Texas. Where else? He stay? Missouri. So this guy, he travels and stays in these different cities and just hang out because he makes quite the book, just being a traveling house sitter. And of course, now he's getting referrals from other people, so he loved what he does. And you know, shout out to him. But he don't have any. He don't have a wife. He don't have any kids. So this is real convenient for him. And he loved to travel. So it works. And he, you know, sometimes some of these gigs are for long term. So you got a lot of people who may travel overseas. Hey, they may go to space, whatever. But they need somebody to stay in their house for maybe like 6 months, 5 to a year or whatever. This gives you the opportunity to make some money while you're literally getting shelter, which is amazing. Like, you know, talk about a 2-for-1. So you want to definitely check out housesitter.com. And you also want to check out trustedhousesitters.com. Trusted House Sitters, I think you'll get the higher compensation on trustedhousesitters.com. That's where you'll actually, you know, see more of the high-end home sittings or whatever you want to call it there. So check that out. What else we got? What else we got? We also have, I'm going to group this together because it's pet sitting. A lot of times people have you house sit, and it's like kind of you can become a house sitter or a pet sitter. I have a friend, very close friend of mine, and she babysits pets day in and day out. Like, she has a great job. She makes good money, but this is something that she loves to do. She loves dogs. So she watches dogs. Puppies, whatever. She does. She's a pet sitter, and she does this as a part-time passive income. She's literally sitting there. Either she go to them and stay at the house and watch, or she take the pet to her home. And you can find these jobs at rover.com, R-O-V-E-R.com, and care.com, C-A-R-E.com, where you can, and you can also become a house sitter, pet sitter, if that makes sense. So you can also go to housesitter.com and do pet sitting as well. So all in what you're willing to do is all a hustle. If this is something that you're interested in doing to make some extra cash, then this is it. Just go on there, set up your profile. Sometimes there's legal background checks and things like that. I can't say specifically for each one, but go in there and check it out. If you have trouble filling in your profile, anything like that, I am a consultant. I'm here to help. You can always reach out to me directly. Any questions as I go through this, please give me a call, 515-605-9364. I am live on air, willing to take some questions. As I move forward, quick break. I'm not going to do a real break, but I want to just throw out there, any business people, business-minded people, any entrepreneurs in the Philly area, looking to network, to really get out there and network in the Philly area. I do a networking event every Tuesday between 11 and 1 in King of Prussia. If you're interested, please hit me up. Again, I can be reached at 215-443-1076. Or you can call me right now live on air, 515-605-9364. I should open up a chat right now as well. You can hit me up on Facebook, whatever. It doesn't matter. You can always just hit me up. Let me know that you're interested. I will shoot you an invite with all the details. But right now we are every Tuesday. The name of the networking group is GR International. And we actually, it's a referral networking group. I'll get into that. I'm actually going to bring one of the partners on who can explain it. And she will give you all the rundown of the details. But if you're looking to get more clients, you got a business, you're looking to get more clients, you don't know how to get clients, you're not sure your clientele has slowed down, you're looking to get your business in front of the right people, gain more exposure, have someone else network for you, come check us out, y'all, because it's really, really a good situation. It helps to keep the business going for sure. It's amazing. So it's an amazing situation. If you're definitely interested, again, that's GR International. You can check them out. They've been around for quite a long time, just getting here to the United States. And I'd love to have you as a guest. So definitely hit me up if you're interested. Come out, network, bring your business cards. Be ready with your 1-minute pitch, 2-minute pitch. so you can tell people about your business and what you have to offer, okay? So networking is extremely important. If you're already a business owner and you're looking to grow your business, there's no other way but to network. You got to get it out there, right? So we already talked about liquid space, sharing that office space, sharing that that event space that you have on a regular basis and how to do so. That, again, that's liquid space. I do have other options if you're looking for, if you already have a space, let's say you have a space with just, say you want to just start a business. Say you already have a commercial space and you have desks in there and you just want to rent those desks out. I can help you with that. I got some software where I can help you really set it up to make it flow. Make it flow. I mean, sky's the limit when it comes down to already having a commercial space. You can really make that into a cash machine, seriously. So enough with the liquid space. Back onto the house sitting. If you want to be a professional house sitter, get at me. Again, those websites are housesitter.com and trustedhousesitters.com. You also have for pet sitting, rover.com and care.com. If that's what you're into, hey, listen, it's money. It's money to be made. Those are two things you can actually create a business out of, right? So definitely, definitely tap into those if you're looking to make some passive income, okay? What else we got here? What else we got here? Hold on. I'm trying to pull it all up. So what else we got? A virtual event planner, okay? So if you're somebody that like to organize and put events on and you're good at it because you've been doing it for however long, right now is a big business to become a virtual event planner. So I'm putting you on to something. Right now is a gold mine to do this virtual event planner. It may not make sense to you at first, but hear me out and look into it, because there's a big business in the metaverse. For those who know me, they probably like, oh, God, here she go with the metaverse. But in the metaverse, there are events that are occurring, and they need event planners. So if you're someone who's good at event planning and you're good at putting, you know, that list together and marketing and promoting and doing what you do, then this is for you. Become a virtual event planner. It's an open market right now. And especially a virtual event planner, because people are having online virtual events and they're just not organized enough to keep it going or put it together. So there's no particular website. Again, you want to check into the metaverse. I can later give a bunch of metaverse options of where they have these events at. One of the main places is Decentraland. That's where you want to start. And you can grow from there, because there's tons of places that have these events. My next show, I will talk about some cool event NFT type stuff that I'm going to get into for the next topic. But so my virtual event planners, make sure you tune into the next episode of my Biz Talk. And that's going to definitely be for you. But if you want to become a virtual event planner, I can probably help you set that up. So you can definitely reach out to me as well. But if you're a planner of any type and or you're just organized and you got a little time on your hands, this is something that you definitely want to do. Anybody tapped in on the line right now, you want to talk, please just hit one to raise your hand. I definitely will take your call. Look like we got a caller on the line. Hello, caller, state your name.
This is that one and only CEO Hope. That's who's calling.
CEO Hope, how are you?
Yeah, you ain't expect me to call. Now, I've been listening, because it's good information. It's vital. And no matter what level I'm on, I'm going to always tune in.
Right. We both know the hustle. We both know that, you know, everybody trying to make that extra dollar. You know, we trying to get rich like Hope, like CEO Hope.
No, but listen, though, when you're talking about the metaverse joint as far as the event planning joint, virtual mm-hmm. events, that's, like, so key right now. Like, we hurting. Like, I'm down in Florida. So I just actually was with a boy Arsenal, with Battle Rapper Boy and Kodak Black last night, or at the studio. And we talking about the same thing. And I'm telling them how, like, yo, y'all got to start doing concerts in the virtual world. They both
right.
with it. They both understand it. Because right now, Snoop and them going into it. Wu-Tang, Memphis and them is into it right now. It's a lot
yes.
of artists that's getting into that. Rakim is now trying to get into the metaverse situation. And they know they seen it during COVID, what happened. But what transpired is that we don't have people like us who are doing event planning on that side. So what happens is we got to go to Versus. We got to go to Live Nation. We got to go to Spotify. We got to go to somebody else
exactly.
outside of us. But if somebody like us who can say, you know what, it's the same. It's really the same. It's no real difference. It's no real
no
difference.
Difference.
If you,
no
if,
difference.
If you're an event planner now, you can do this and it escalates your business so fast because what happens is now you only sold tickets on Eventbrite for the local area, right? But now you started talking about selling virtual tickets. That's worldwide tickets. The sales are going to be more proper. Then make sure that when you do an event, now you got to find a camera crew that can give you that crystal quality, you know, that video airing. No, you got to get a photographer. You got to spend that money. You're going to make that money back, though. And when you put on them events, and you got thousands of people tuning into your events through it virtually, you kill a game like that. And those
mm-hmm.
are the things that we got to get into. So somebody like myself who know how key it is, I'm too busy to focus on that. If I could just pay somebody to do it, I'm good. I'm good because
right.
I got the clientele coming to me, but we just don't got the event planners doing it. And the event planners don't understand that your game has now changed. Your game
yes.
has changed.
Right.
Even if it come back, it don't come back, COVID go away, it never come back in life, virtually is the movement because we're so busy now and we're on the move. So virtual events is what's going to be the thing because why? I can sell more tickets. Now people in the household can watch what's going on. We got
That's
phones
right.
in our hand. It's no more sitting in the house and watching TV. It's about mobile. So you got them event planners out here. They got to learn the skills. Holler at you to show them how to transfer it over. And the reason why I'm saying holler at you, anybody just can't switch from event planner to going to virtual on their own thing and they don't get it. We got too many years of experience in the tech world. We know how the game go. So they're going to go out there, and what's going to happen is that they're going to deviate from what you're trying to tell them or what you're trying to show them, and they're going to spend a lot of money YouTubing.
Exactly.
It ain't going to work. And you're going to spend
exactly.
all that money trying to invest. It's not going to work. You got to get somebody who's
free.
In the tech world.
Right. It's free
right.
to it's free to do. And, you know, I can't stress that enough. All every job that I'm talking about right now today on this actual podcast is free to start up, free or pretty much the lowest of all low to invest. And like Hope said, don't go out there spending a whole bunch of money trying to become a virtual event planner because that's a free startup. It's free.
And, but at the same time, they have to come see – everybody, oh, I'm on Facebook, I'm social media, I know how to go live. It's a lot more to it than that. It's a lot more to it. Because you can put together a whole event in the virtual world, and the day of, it crashes because you don't know about no service. You don't know about the technology part of it. So you got to get somebody like you who know technology. See, it's funny how we see these things now, even like the Blog Talk Radio, right, that you've been doing industries forever. Those
right.
who know you know this has been you 15, 20 years. Okay?
That's right.
These people
yep.
just got on to it. They just got on to it. I was talking to Wallow on the phone yesterday. He called Wallow. I said, Wallow, let me tell you something. Nina was doing this shit, which y'all trying to do 20 years ago. Y'all better
yep.
get with her. Y'all
yep.
better get with her and figure out a new system because now everybody's doing it. You got to
yep.
stay ahead of the game. So they
gotta
just catching
see.
On. They just catching on to what we've been doing. This ain't nothing new.
This ain't nothing.
It's new to y'all.
It's right. That's right. And, you know, you try to tell people that. But, you know, it comes a time where you just sit back and you watch. You know, I try to offer this information early, right now, through these podcasts. If you go back through the podcast from years and years and years, almost like you said, 20 years ago, the podcasts are still there. If you go back through them, you'll see the jewels dropping. I told y'all about this. I told y'all this was coming. You know, and right now, I got more jewels. It's more stuff coming along. Like I said, my next actual podcast is going to be about something else phenomenal, phenomenal for people to make money. I'm all about my bread. You know that. Hope, CEO Hope, you already know this is how we make money, and we make money for free. You can make money and start it for free. And so many people take the long route, going to the wrong people, doing it the wrong way, still not successful at trying to get that dollar in a way that you really want to invest your time in. But right now, like you said, it's a huge open market for virtual planners. Virtual events are going down. And I'm so glad you called in and shared that to really stress to people how important, how much of a big business that's going to be. And, you know,
Nobody's talking about it right now. And the thing is, not just, it's just like weddings, right? Weddings. Mm-hmm. We talking about weddings. We talking about baby shower. We talking about funeral services. We talking about things that people can't really get to. You know, graduation, you only could get like 6 tickets for the kids graduate. But if you meet with the school and this is what you do, now you got a professional quality video being streamed because you went never to school. Now the school's saying, hold on, you could do it for graduation. Why not do it for our sports games? Now the sports games being aired because now these players, because the football players on the team will say, hey, we go to high school, we're a good football team, but we don't get no airplay. But if they start streaming us, now people, scouts from all over the world can start saying, hey, that guy in Philadelphia High School, he's a good guy. Let's go take got to get a visual of him. So event planning on the virtual world is limitless on how many levels you can take it to. You cannot be lazy, and you got to be ready to work hard, and you got to put yourself out there. And really the damn equipment you really need is really next to nothing, no fee. But you got to get that knowledge part of it, and you can build a team. One thing I will say about you is that when people do come to you, you don't just give them the information that they're coming to you for. You connect the dots for them, and when they walk out your door, they're able to follow the path and got the resources. See, you could go to school all you want, but what connections are you leaving with? I don't care about what the students before you done. That don't mean nothing. What can you do for me? And the thing is with you is you always say, hey, you know, you want to make an album, you write a song, this is a songwriter, this is an engineer, this is the producer, this is the video guy, this is the photographer, because you're connecting the dots for them. That's the information they can't go get that from no school. YouTube and all that stuff, it don't tell you that. And as you understand, they go to these social media platforms and who can do this? And the people that are saying it, it's just somebody who said, I can do it. But what can you further me once I complete or pay all this money for something that you really can't do?
It's almost like a
realtor, right? Nina, that's trying to sell me a house. How are you going to sell me a house and you don't own no house?
Exactly.
That makes no sense to me.
But, you know,
you can't.
It happens so often. There's so many gurus out here, you know, like, just telling people, hey, I know this, I know that, because they know a little bit of it. Like, I'm hearing a lot of people now talk about the NFTs, and they don't really know, you know, and I've asked questions to these people, not to be smart, but just to find out, just to pick their brain, to find out where they are with it, only to realize that they have no clue. No clue. And it's sad because they're going to be out here teaching people about NFTs, and they're clueless to what NFTs really are, what they really mean, and how they can actually really benefit people, you know. And that's the scary part of it, you know. But we have to take our risk and learn and find trust in those who actually deliver. So, you know, I don't force anyone to believe in me or use my services or come to me or listen to my podcast or go to my website, whatever. You know, the thing is, you know, I had a guy, the first thing this morning, first call, literally, someone had the opportunity to meet with me to get their website done or go online to a person that they would never be able to talk to or meet in person and get their website done. And they chose the person online.
Because let me tell you what they're doing. They're going online and they're going to Fiverr.com and they're going to Upwork. But what they don't understand is that them people on Fiverr, them cheap sites, they're hooking on WordPress and GoDaddy, but when it comes time to update your website, you got to bob and weave through them. And that's costing you money. If you got a new product, a new sale, or new information, you got to go back on Fiverr on these websites and bob and weave through the process. You're going to lose money in the long run because now you got to find somebody else. Versus getting somebody who's local, you can talk to on the phone, you actually can meet with and talk to through Zoom at any given time to get updated.
I have an office, you know. Well, this guy particularly, he lost his money because once he went to go find this, you know, give this person a call, it no longer exists. They just no longer exist. So he lost all of his money. And I thought it was interesting because, again, I have a local office. You know, I'm a registered business with a local office. And he chose to save that. I think he saved $1,000. And, no, he didn't even say. He paid more, actually. I'm lying. He paid more. And he still, you know, he went with his gut. And that's, you know, unfortunately, once I actually give you that consultation, especially if I give it to you for free, and you decide to go with someone else, I don't do emergencies. So you can't
go behind that. It's gonna be too much time and energy to go behind it to correct the problem. That shouldn't happen.
Exactly. So, you know, with that being said, hey, I hope everybody the best and your decisions to do business with whoever you choose. But Hope, I'm so glad you called in with this virtual event planner. You know, I know there's a lot of people out there in Florida who are looking for virtual event planners right now. Hopefully, you know, we get some people who contact me and get ready to start that kind of business up because I will help. You know, I think it's going to be a huge, huge market. Like you said, there's a lot of artists.
If you think Elon Musk is paying $40 billion for Twitter, you better wake up. They better wake up. Because virtually is where everything is going to go at.
Right.
You know,
$44 billion.
So you have to look into what's going on. If you want to get to the next level, it's not like the dope game where you have to have kilos. You don't need kilos no more. All you need is new technology in your mind.
That's it. That's
and get
it.
With somebody that actually knows what they're talking about. Everybody wants virtual events now.
Everybody.
I don't want to come to your concert. It's too many massive shootings. I'm not going there. That makes no sense.
Right.
Look at the churches. All the massive churches doing what? Virtual events.
Virtual events. And that's what they are. You know, and a lot of people don't understand. You know, they see it, but I don't think they're registering it. How are these things? I was just offered a position at a very large pharmaceutical company to do virtual events starting at a salary of $180,000 a year. Okay. Now,
because it's beneficial to them.
Right. But that's the value in it. That's the value in it. So just think about if a company is going to offer you $180,000 a year to do a job, just imagine what you could make doing this, creating this company and offering that service to that company just yearly. Even if
you can do that because, again,
$180,000 a year. Her company, three companies a year.
So here's the jewel on that. Here's the jewel. Real simple. Go to you. Because, see, you just can't go to anybody. I have to go to you because I know you're in that market up there and you know technology. You know all the bad talk. They don't know that. The average person talking to them don't know that. So here's the thing. Let's just say somebody say, hey, I'm right here by Fort Dix, New Jersey. I'm here by the Capitol. I'm here also by Georgia, Fort Benning, Georgia, right? All the military fellas that goes the way to the army, whatever, wife, girlfriend, pregnant, they cannot see the birth, right? But you get that contract with the military saying, listen, these guys can't even function in the war. They can't even function in basic training knowing their baby mama's at home about to have a baby or something. How about we better live stream it for them? Good quality, not no raggedy ass iPhone, Android phone. You get with a real, some guys got some real equipment, some 4K, some red line cameras, and make it crystal clear and it's good. And they can interact with the baby mama while they across country. Even NBA players, anything. They missing these births of their children. So you got a clientele with those. You got all your NDA agreements together. You got all your non-disclosure agreements. You got all your rights of video and photo of the people, and make
That's
it happen.
Right.
Now the hospital can say if you come here and your loved ones cannot want to see the birth, they can't come in the room or they can't go to the hospital. Don't worry, we give you a password. They can open them on their phone and see it and call what you want.
That's it.
Dope.
Simple as that.
Dope.
Simple as that.
Easy.
And that's a whole business plan, y'all. That's a whole business plan right there. And just think of the wealth. And the beauty of what you just said, Hope, is they don't even got to have a camera. They just hire somebody else's company to do it. All you are is the planner. You just plan and you become the resource, the middleman for all of this business opportunity.
It's no different. It's no different. You still, even if, like, when you do a concert, if you want to do a concert for a bunch of local artists, they want to do a concert, they're going to offer them to do that. that they're going to stream from, the camera mm-hmm. crews, and that's all they're going to need. So you still dotting the I's, crossing the T's, and you still doing your check-off list, make sure everything's in order. And you show up to a venue hall. If people were there, same event. If people were not there, it's just a live event. That's all it is. You're doing less work, but making more money. Mm-hmm. Now you got, and if you start saying, hey, listen, I charge $3,000 for this, but here's what we'll do. I believe in this event. Every ticket that's sold online, I get $1 from that ticket.
There you go.
So they sell 1,000 tickets. You made $1,000 extra.
Not only a virtual planet, but a ticket chef. Like, come on.
Right.
Come
it's easy
on.
Money.
Think of the money that you can make out here. And again, zero investment. You ain't got to invest.
Don't cost you nothing.
All
don't
you
cost
need
you
is
nothing.
Time and a pen and a piece of paper. It's organizational skills. Maybe a laptop. And
right.
I think everybody pretty much have a laptop or iPad or tablet right now.
Or a phone. You know what I mean? Something. You know what I mean? So they can do that.
That's
and that's
it.
How you do it. And you're building your teams up. You're going to get your online marketers. You're going to get some online social media marketers. Now, you can hire that from overseas somewhere. It'll cost you nothing. Now, you go on Fiverr and order that. Yeah, go on Fiverr and order that. Because all you're going to do is go on all these sites, make dummy accounts, use your business name, dummy account, get a business page started from that, and everybody just flush the information. You pay them Facebook ads through them. They're going to pay you the money. They're going to pay the event planner the money. Hey, I got a $500 budget for marketing advertising online.
And
on top of what you got
to
pay them.
Are
kill a game.
Yeah.
You kill
That's
a game like that.
That's
win-win
it.
Situation.
Big business. Big business goals. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And I think these are the type of things that people need to hear, Hope. This is what they need to hear. You are in touch with almost everybody. Jay-Z has brought into the metaverse. People aren't paying
everybody's
attention.
Everybody's into it, yo.
You
listen,
know,
I'm going to tell y'all a little sneak, some backdoor information. So Shaquille O'Neal and Snoop just got together.
Yep.
And guess what they're going into? Virtual advertisements. That's their new company. Then they about to sign Puma.
Business.
Right. You get what I'm saying? So now Puma just going into an NFT, but Puma's also about to start doing events. So after next year, Live Nation won't do no Rock Nation events. It'll all come under Emory line for his Live Entertainment. And again, they're going
to
need
Emory.
People. Go through Nina. Nina, let me know. I'll plug people in.
All right, so y'all hear that? Y'all want the plug to the main events, to Embry's new line? Definitely get at Nina Capone, Jamila Laurie, whatever y'all want to call me, but call me. Let's get in. Let's get this stuff popping. Hope, what you got going on? Before I go any further.
Obviously, it's to be continued. I'm about to drop something heavy. You know, right now, I'm working with the governor out in Florida. He's a Republican. I'm working with him to, you know, exile Disney. We're trying to wipe Disney out down here. So I got him on board, where though he just took Disney rights from them. So they're no more longer their own city anymore. They got to start paying taxes to the community and all stuff like that. So he's standing up to Disney. He's running for trying for president next time. I don't care if he get president or not. I don't care. All I want to do is hound Disney right now for me. So we can make the moves. We did acquire 66 acres of land. So we will be the first black folk to own the theme park in Florida.
Nice.
So we work. I don't know if you've seen online. I just bought a $3 million home down here. I'm killing
I
the game. With nothing.
Of it. I was packing my
bag. Yeah. Pack your bags. Pack your bags. And the thing is, I got that off book money. That's off books money. Guess what kind of books it was? Virtual e-books. It wasn't no printed books. Virtual books.
Well, it's crazy. It's crazy because that's what I was getting ready to get into next, talking about virtual ebooks. That's actually my next seller. That's it. And that's literally number four on my list, so I might as well talk a little bit about it. Hope, you do virtual ebooks, but I wanted to give people an easier way. Even if you're not a writer, you don't have time to write, you're not going to write, there's a thing called PLR, private label rights. Where you can create your own, basically somebody did all the work for you. All you got to do is pay
and white label it.
And white label it. That's it.
Yeah.
Just put it out.
And I got
if they go
through you, I got about 200,000 of books in my archives. They got to go through you though. I only use them shit. So I bought into that shit. I'm too busy for that. But I got about 200,000 books. I'm talking about not no books from like the 90s. I'm talking about from like at least 2017 to current. New books, business, home, health aid, you know, psychology, mental health, all that. And the thing is, they get revamped. But see, here's another plug. This is the thing I like when you go to your services. Now, we're talking about white label. A lot of people don't know what white label is. Ghostwriter. You got a ghostwriter. But here's the good thing about that is by coming to you, whatever cover design they want, you can create it for them.
Yeah.
Whatever extra page they want to put in, you can create it for them.
Yep.
And that's what people got to understand. You got to know who your resource
is. How to use PLR. You know, I do see a lot of people trying to get into it, tapping into it, and they don't quite understand it. Like you said, this is not white labeling, and PLR is not an easy market to tap into. It's simple and basic once you have a clear understanding of it, of what you can
correct,
do.
Correct, correct,
so,
correct. And
again,
that's
like
they got to understand
said,
it. Yeah.
Hit with the right
but
people.
You got,
hit with the right people. And that's why I'm saying that.
Well, Nina, so here's the thing. Today's generation, although we're not seniors, we're not the ARPP members yet. We started early in the game through family, through people older than us who put us in the game early. So a lot
absolutely
of these new artists are really lazy and don't understand that you got to get up and get out. Even with
right
business that you want, you got to get up and get out. There's no way if I'm a virtual planner or if I sell books or whatever, I'm going down to the city of Philadelphia, if I'm in Philadelphia, and I'm going to say, I need to ask you a question. How many minorities do y'all have that got a kiosk cart in that airport? How many minority-owned businesses y'all got in that train station down at 3rd Street Station? Now I'm start calling your car saying, why ain't minorities giving the same opportunity that everybody's giving? Okay?
That's
why ex-offenders not getting the same opportunity everybody's giving? So you're talking about Philadelphia Airport gets millions of people a day to come through and travel through. And we hustle by nature. So you don't want to make the sales there. We got to get up and you got to stop being lazy. Yeah, the metaverse is good. The virtual reality world is good. But if they not on your pages, how they going to know who the hell you are? You got to still
it
do the work. You got to still you gotta get up
gotta come
and you
got
to go.
And that takes me back again to every Tuesday. Again, I am doing a actual in-person networking event in King Depression. If you're interested, come out. It will cost you zero, no money. Just come out, check us out, see what it is about. Promote your business. This is what we sit and we promote our businesses. As CEOs, we come together and we promote our business in person to other humans in the area.
Nina, but listen. Lena, make sure you please tell them the real CEOs, not the title CEOs, because I've got CEO as a business owner
thing
and don't understand that you could be a CEO of a company that you don't even own. That's how you know what
exactly
you're talking about. How you
exactly
– anybody can put you make you CEO, CEO and founder. So when I don't see CEO and founder on their name, I don't,
right,
you know what I'm talking about right now. The game is over. You shot yourself
right
from the gate.
And that's the thing. There's a lot of businesses, and it's the reason why we do – you know, I personally chose – to be a part of the one in King of Pressure because there's a diverse group of people. You know, I'm not in the hood. I'm out of the hood, and I'm dealing with people who are from all walks of life, you know.
King of Pressure, the hood. King of Pressure, the hood.
King of Pressure is kind of the hood, though.
they show up. Jersey show up. Camden show up. Yeah, they show up. Philly show up.
Out.
Yeah,
they come
yeah
out. They
yeah
bring, like, KOP bring them out. But that's the beauty
yeah
of it. You get people from all over. People from Jersey don't mind shooting over the bridge to come to KOP. People from Delaware
right
and Norristown and Montgomery
right
County, they come out. They come out and we meet up literally Tuesday afternoon. It's popping. It's popping because people need to put their business out there. Just shooting out
correct
emails or going on LinkedIn or making posts is not enough. You got to get out, shake hands. Certain places I go, certain places I don't, but I definitely, every Tuesday, I'm out actually networking, actually sitting there networking, telling people about my business, telling people what I do, doing my pitch, practicing my pitch, making sure I got it right, make sure I remember what I do. I mean, because it's so,
that's,
so
that's another
important
thing, too, Nina, that people need, that's another thing that, you know, most recently, a couple of years ago, I was never big on pitches, but now, like, everybody wants a pitch. Right,
everybody,
even if it's a video or whatever. So that's one
right
thing that people we got to start getting to. We talking about doing things the right way. You got to have them business plans. You got to have them pitch decks. You got to have an EKP. It's the same thing. You need your press
yep
kit. I mean, you got to do that. And that's why they're not getting the funding that they want. They have
right
a dope business, but they don't have the business paperwork right. They don't have the pitch deck right. They don't have all that stuff right. So then they – are lacking on thinking, well, I can't get funding. I can't get volunteers to help because why? Your paperwork is not together. You can't come to me and tell me you got a dope business. I ask you, well, what's your projection for the next 3 months? What's your financial savings look like? You know, what's your short-term goals? If you don't even know these things, I'm asking you basic. Why are we even having this conversation? You're asking me for a check
nobody,
for what purpose?
Nobody wants to know hope out of your mouth. They want to see it written down. They want to see it in that video. I literally spent this weekend doing my pitch video. And another thing, just how do you I recorded it myself. I did all the work and edited. I recorded myself. I interviewed myself and literally did all the work. And you can too. And this is the thing. It's not hard to do. And it's a necessity. It's no longer, like you said, people want to just ask you these things. They want to see it. They want proof. They want proof.
Definitely. Definitely.
They want
That's why people say to me, like, oh, damn, you did all the time in prison, but you still get grants, you still get loans. How do you do it? I say, you know why? Because when they told me to put in for a business grant or a loan, I don't just send them paperwork. I send them pictures. I send them videos. Here's what I'm doing without anybody else's help. So if I got help, I could do even more. Boom, got them. I'm showing y'all.
That's
I'm not to tell you what I do. Everybody going to put the RKPs in, the RFPs in. Everybody going to put all the paperwork in. But no meat with it. I'm going to let you see what I'm doing. Like, if there was a grant for people that's artists that's actually doing work, you can show them history. Here's album covers. Here's events I hosted. Here's where I performed at. Here's my podcast. Other guys saying, well, I'm just got started. I'm going to try to do this right here. You shot. Where you business plan at? Oh, I ain't got one. I didn't know what to do with my mind. It don't work like that. You can't drive a car without a stand on a gas pedal, bro.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're going to crash.
But, see, I think
and
that's,
how can I
that's
believe...
where people get stuck, Hope. I think that's, you know, you figure they let their past stop them. And, another topic I want to really touch on, about people letting their past stop them. Like, oh, you know, I don't do this because I was locked up. And I don't do this because I got a record. And I don't do this because I don't have a college degree. And... You know, I think that we get so stuck in the way society used to be that when this change hit, where nobody cares about any of that stuff no more, you know,
nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Now, I'm not encouraging nobody to go commit a crime, but honestly, I'm going to step away from myself. Let's look at Wallow and Gil. Let's look at them two, right?
Okay.
Gil was always doing his thing. Ain't going to prison, beat the rat. Gil was home doing his own thing. Wallow did prison time. Wallow came home, and actually, Wallow brought Gil to the table and said, let's go. This is what we're going to do. He ain't let the criminal background stop him. He was determined not to go back. He knew my cousin got a little bit of plugs. We're going to put that together, and
it went
where? Virtual reality world. The internet world, cyber, live streaming.
He had
no knowledge of when he came home. He had no knowledge of how this shit really worked. He just knew he didn't want to go back, and he wanted to be a motivational speaker to prevent other people from going back. That's all it started from, motivational speaking.
Yep.
He ain't had no name. He wasn't a big-time rapper. He wasn't none of that shit.
Right.
But the tables turned, and now they chilling, they living life, they enjoying life, they having fun. I'm proud to see Gil at this level. He's always been a clown already, but I'm glad to see him that
he's not
in trouble. He doesn't go crazy. Right. You know what I mean? But he took that and said, you know what, I'm going to do what I got to do. We see a lot of people don't really understand. Gil from the street, he is hood now. He just learned, I'm older now. And I'm proud of the boys giving information to the young boys out there. And they still in the same hood. You know, they still in the same, they still walk on the same for the streets. They ain't doing nothing crazy. They still love by anybody.
That's it.
And they can get in anywhere they want to.
Because
you can't let, you got determination.
That's what matters in the drive. And I can't stress enough consistency. Being consistent.
You got to.
Consistent. And don't worry about what nobody else say or what they're doing. If you got to withdraw from society and itself and get yourself motivated and get yourself together and focus on you, then do that. Because I do it all the time. If you, anybody,
it only take,
a good friend of mine knows that you might not talk to me for 3-4 months because I'm working. But you know that about me. You know, and that's the thing. I don't think enough people take time for themselves. I watch people who come in my office who are clients of mine, and they start out gung-ho and then get distracted trying to help somebody else. How you going to stop
it
only takes, to help the next person?
It's not going to work like that. You get McDonald's rich, and you still work a paycheck. No risk takers. What kind of there's no logic in that. No
None.
Risk takers?
None. None. All right, so we got about five minutes left. Let me jump into the number five. Stay on the line with me. Stay on the line so you can close out the show with me. But the number five thing that I want to tell you to make money is if you are a photographer, if you're not a photographer, you just enjoy taking pictures, you can sell your photography online now. You can sell your pictures. I don't care how generic they are. You can take pictures of trees, grass, water, and sell your photography online. Rather, you do prints, you could do posters, and you could do NFTs. I'm going to get into full topics of this stuff and tell you how to do it. If you're interested, before I get to it, give me a call. Definitely, you can reach me. I done set my number three times during this podcast. So 215-443-1076. Give me a call. Get your business started. Get your wheels spinning. It's time. The time is now. There's too many opportunities out here. I'm connected. I'm a resource. I know pretty much everybody, whether industry or not in the industry. You can really make a difference. Get yourself out there. Sell what you got. Sell your skills. Sell your talent. Put yourself out there. The time is now. Hope, what you got to add? I know you got to add something. You there, Hope?
What? I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. So, you know, with that being said, you know, hopefully people listen to this podcast and get a lot out of it. You know, like I said, I tried to drop as many jewels as possible. And, you know, I'm going to thank you for joining me because you solidified, especially my number one. Well, this is my number three, the virtual event planner. That's a huge business, huge. And so many people. It's so crazy right now, Hope, that it's not even listed as a thing right now. Because people are not even sure that they need it yet.
It ain't. So here's another example. You go to a little league baseball game, and you see very few parents out there in our hoods, right? Very few parents might be out there football, cheating, whatever, basketball. But the first thing people say is that, oh, the father ain't supportive, boom, boom. How about the father is working, right? How about if you put it out there, say, hey, listen, if you got children to play sports and you can't attend a game, hey, if you pay us, we'll go out there and we'll film it. We'll film the game for you. That's the virtual event planner.
Yep.
They got a contract with that league. It's not that they don't want to be there. They might can't be there. Especially if you're a single parent. You can't have both kids game at the same time. You can't do it.
Right.
So the opportunity of being that metaverse is really understandable. People even understand that Facebook, well, the next couple of years, is going to be totally virtual reality, which means you have to have a headset or either glasses. We're doing AI, artificial intelligence in it. They better catch up to what's going on. They're not watching the fact that Elon Musk spent billions for Twitter, right? But the man is homeless. He's homeless. Kanye West homeless.
Yep.
Didn't even know that, though.
Yep.
Eli said, when I'm in Texas, I got friends. When I'm in Arizona, I got friends. If I'm in Florida, I got friends.
That's right.
And he says And the thing is, all of them, every one of them, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, they all came from another agency, another company, and said, I'm going to take three people with me, and we'll kill a game. You don't need 20 friends. You need three solid people.
That's solid. That's it. That's all you need. Well, with that being said, they about to cut me off, Hope. So hit me up on the other side. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. It's been a pleasure. I hope that you get something out of this. Make sure you like, follow, share again, because this is valuable information. Start your business. Again, if you have any questions, hit me up directly, 215-443-1076, My Biz Consulting. I am your host, Jamila Lari, a.k.a. Nina Capone, and I look forward to seeing you on the other side. Hope, give me a call and chat, and let's get off of here, because they're going to put me off anyway.
Thanks again for
tuning in, everybody.
I'm in the airport. I'm in the airport, girl.
Oh, well, you enjoy. Be safe and hit me when you land.
Yeah, I'm about to say, let me jump on on her radio station, because she don't think I'm going to get on here.
I appreciate you all the time. You already know.
All right, so, I got you. All right.
Have a good one. Be safe.
All right.